You're listening to Amar V'Chazaru with Daniel Eisenberg, Maseches Psachim, Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to start at the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. The Zichru Simon for Zayin, if you remember, is clay Zayin, weapons, a gun in particular. Also, a Zayin kind of looks like a gun. A seven also looks like a gun. So that's the Simon. Interesting discussion tonight about the bracha, starting off with the bracha on Bir Chametz. So the Gemara says to the two dots at the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Yehuda HaBodek Sarich Sheivarech, a bodek. Oh. Welcome. I new member of the Chabur. I thought he was going to join over Zoom, but he happens to be here in person.
I didn't know
where you had the link,
but
okay. The link is in the WhatsApp group. So, okay. So, again, we're two at Zayin Amud Aleph. At the two dots. So, Bodik Sarich Shayvarech, the person who does Bedika needs to make a bracha. Okay, so that's the halacha. Why would you think otherwise? I don't know. Could be maybe because. Sorry, say it again.
You might not find something. Maybe it's a bracha.
Okay, right. You could say that. That's one possibility. You might not be successful in your Bedika. It's interesting because in the Bedika, you know, do you want to find something? Or do you want to find something? Or really, 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 you don't. You're just like checking to make sure. You know, when you do a bedika for bugs, you know, or when a woman does a bedika, so really, you're looking, but you really don't want to find whatever you're looking for. But if it's there, you want to find it. So anyway, you make a bracha. What's the bracha? My mevarich. Rav Papi Amar Mishmei Derava Omer Levayr Chametz. You say Asher Kedushanu Mitzotzev Tivanu. Levayr chametz. Hashem commanded us, to destroy chametz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei Derava al biur chametz. He said, "Shirkin Hashem mitzvot zivanu al biur chametz." So this is machlokes. It's a little bit hard. It's Rav Papi in the name of Rava and Rav Papa in the name of Rava. So it's very, very similar names. We'll try to hold cup on those. And it's machlokas in al bir chametz or levayr chametz. And what we're going to do in a moment is we're going to tour the world of brachos a little bit. You know, we have many different brachos where we have al, right? Al netil sidayim. We have al achilas matzah. We have le shave basuka, which is the different form, lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So we're going to explore a bunch of examples and try to get to some fundamental principles in why certain brachas might be one way another way. So first, we're going to start with a grammatical piece. So bilivaer, regarding the to destroy chametz, kuliyama lo pligi devadei lahaba mashma. Everybody agrees that the mashmos are it is for the future. That if I'm saying livaer chametz, that's something I did not yet do. I'm doing it now. Everyone agrees that. Rashi says, "V'shaper dami de bracha kodem asiyas mitzvah be'inant kedalakaman." There's a principle that we're actually going to learn on the next amud, meaning on tonight's amud, which is a mitzvah should be done over l'asiyasan, which means that you should do it before the bracha. So livayer is actually a really good way to phrase a bracha on a mitzvah, because you're supposed to say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So the mashmos is definitely it's a future. Ki pligi. So when do they argue? Be'al biur regarding the term al biur chametz. The mitzvah we were commanded regarding destroying chametz. Mar savar me'kara mashma. So one opinion holds that it implies that you already did it. Umar savar lahaba mashma. The other says, no, just like levayr chametz is about what you're about to do, also al bir chametz, that could also refer to what you're about to do. It's saying, we were commanded regarding the mitzvah of burning chametz, which I'm about to do. It doesn't mean that I already did it. So that's the machlokes, grammatically, why one opinion says only levayr chametz works, and the other says no. Either phrase grammatically could refer to the mitzvah you're about to do. Now let's see if we can challenge one of these opinions. Meisve. Well, let's challenge this. Baruch Asher. We have a brayse that teaches Baruch Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Vitzivanu Al Hamila. Right. So we have a mitzvah. The bracha of the mitzvah is Al Hamila, and you say that before you do the mila. So it looks like you don't have to say limol. You could say al hamila, and that's fine. So why wouldn't so what's wrong with saying al bir chametz? You say levayer. So hasam hecha neima limol, right? How should we say it? Neima limol. So let's right rather the bracha should be phrased limol. So the Gemara says lo sagya delav ihu mahil. No, that's not enough. You can't have that term, right? You can't say limol because he's not the one doing the mila, right? In general, the person doing the mila is not the one who's actually obligated to do the mila. Who's obligated to do the mila? The tate, the father, right? Father's obligated to do the mila. So if you say asher kishanu limol, but he's not actually doing it himself. So rather, ala mila is actually really appropriate to say in this case. The Gemara then says, okay, fine, but avi haben, ma'ika lameymar. Okay, well, what if Rav Pesach Kron is doing the mila for his son? Right? Or anyone is doing the mila for his son. So now what? So, right, shouldn't he say limo, but still he says ala mila? So the Gemara says, enachinami. No, you know what? It's true. You're right. If a father is doing the mila for his son, he says limol and not al hamila. And this is actually a machlokas rishonim. I think of whether we hold like this or not. I think we typically say al hamila. But at this stage in the Gemara, that's what it seems to be saying. That right, don't try to learn biur chametz from or al biur chametz al hamila. I shouldn't just say limol, but really no, it doesn't. Limol would not be correct in most cases of a bris mila. Would be the taka would be correct when it comes to the father. Okay, meisvei, another challenge. Baruch Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Hashchita. Hold on, we say Al Hashchita. We don't say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Lishchot. We say Al Hashchita. So Mister Al Bir Chametz. No, so Hasam Nami. Well, there also Heichinema. What are we supposed to say? Neima lishchot. Let's say lishchot that we are commanded to shecht. Lo sagi delavi hu shachat. But hold on, that wouldn't work because he's not necessarily right. This person is not obligated to shecht. You're not right. Who? Tell me who has the chiyuv to shecht? No one. If you want food, you have food in front of you. You have an animal in front of you, and you want to make that animal edible. Halachically, so then you gotta shecht it, and then there's a procedure to do that. But no one's obligated lishchot, right? Most people, most from Jews, go their whole lives without ever shechting an animal. Is it a big aver? No, of course not. Delavihu shachat. Gemara says, Pesach ukotchim, ma'ik lamemar. But what about Pesach and kotchim? That's written, when I said that for nowadays. Nowadays, most of us never shecht. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, so Pesach and Kodshim, there is a commandment, though we do have you could have shluchim for this, right? But Rashi says Pesach Kodshim habaylim nitzavu diksiv v'samach yada v'shachat. Really, the owner is obligated to shecht. It could be you can appoint the shliach, but really it's his mitzvah to do so. And so what do we do? So Michael Neymar, so enachinami. The Gemara says enachinami. You're right. So maybe you're right. If someone is shechting his own carbon, then he should say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Lishchot if it's talking about the carbon Pesach or the kodshim. Okay, meisvei, another challenge. Ha'ose lulav la'atmo, one who makes a lulav for himself. Mevareich shechianu v'kimanu v'yaganu l'zman hazeh. Right, he arrived to this point of time where he has a lulav. He's able to put it together. He says shechianu, nutlo letseispo. And when he takes it in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, Omer Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Zivanu, Al Netilas Lulav. He says Al Netilas Lulav when he comes to be yotzei with the Dalaminim. Al Netilas Lulav. Not Litol Es Lulav. Al Netilas Lulav. So that would seem to be the correct terminology. So Zugmar says Shani Hosam. No, it's different over there. But when it comes to Dalaminim, you have to say that. Why? Divi'ina de'agaboha. Nafakbe, because at the time that he picked it up, he's already yotze. Meaning that we have to say al natilas lulav, because to say litolas lulav, that's something that you didn't do yet. But actually, we're saying, when it comes to Dalaminim, you're actually saying the bracha after you've already fulfilled the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah... sorry. The mitzvah is ulekachtem lachem. You shall take. As soon as you hold them up, you have them in your hand, before you do anything, before you say halal, before you shake them, you have taken them, you already owe to the mitzvah. So now it's too late to say a little. So what do we say? We say al netilas lulav instead. Ihachi, if so, with seispo, yatsa bomi bayalei. Hold on. If you're telling me that in this case he was already yotze when he picks it up, so look at the way the Brisa phrased it. The Brisa said, "What not lo litzespo? If he picks it up to be yotze with it, he should say asher kashem asazion." What do you mean? If he picked it up to be yotze, he was already yotze over here. So again, ihachi litzespo. If what you're saying is true, that in the case of the Brisa, he was already yotze in the mitzvah. So when it says litzespo to be yotze with it, yotzebo, it should say rather it should say when he picks up the lulav that he was yotze with, and he says the bracha, it should say like in past tense. So the Gemara says in achinami, you're right. Really, that would be the most appropriate way for the Brisa to phrase it. However, the Brisa didn't phrase it like that because of the seifa. Just wanted to keep a consistent phraseology, right? Umishum de kaboy le misne seifa leshe basuka tanarisha nami letsespo, because the seifa of the Brisa was going to say leshe basuka to be yotze in it. So he used the first term also by the lulav, when you pick up the lulav to be yotze with it. But the truth is, you're really yotze as soon as you picked it up, and therefore you can't say li tolas lulav. You have to say alantilas lulav. And we're just going to quote the Brisa in full. Diktani, Seifa, because we learned the Brisa in the Seifa over here. Ha'osa suka la'atzmo, omer baruch atashem, shech yadav kimon avigon zon azeh, nichnas le'shev ba, when he goes in to enter it, omer baruch asher kashanam, zot v'zivan, le'shev ba suka. V'hilchosa, al bi'or chametz. And the halacha is, we say, al bi'or chametz. Why? Dekuli alma miha, me'ikara bi'inan le'baruchay. Oh, sorry. So we say al bir chametz, and that is the halacha. Rashi says that even though the lashon of al bir chametz nami lahaba mashma, it also implies the future. And Rashi says v'gavi mila nami, even by mila loshna avia ben meinish de alma. It doesn't matter if the father is the mohel, if the non father is the mohel. Dehalaba mashma v'al mila nami kalim al dami. So we don't actually hold against al bir chametz, al bir chametz or al mitzvos, being for the future or the past. Both of those will indicate that the mitzvah is not yet done. And then, okay, we guessed. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Dekuli alma miha meikora beinan lebruche minan. But hold on, that fact that we took for granted, that everybody holds that we need the bracha to be meikara, to be in advance of the mitzvah. Where do we get that from? Demar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs mevarach alein over la'asiyasan. That all, right, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that all mitzvahs, you should make a bracha on them, over la'asiyasan. Over here, it usually means like to pass over, but over here means before the doing of them. My mashma dahai over lishna da'kidumehu. Well, how do you get that this lashon of over is being makdim of something preceding? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Kra vayoratz achimatz derech hakikar vayavor es akushi. That achimatz ran around the square and he passed the Kushi. There's a certain Ethiopian runner. This is regarding reporting the news to David HaMelech that his son Avshalom was killed, and one person wanted to go ahead and say it before the Kushi, so who was going to deliver the message. So he passed over him. Vayavor Sakushi, but he passed over him. But it means that he went in front of him. Abai Amar Mehacha. Abai says from here. Vahu over Lifnehem, and he passes before them. Where is this? This is from Whoever lifnem vayishtachu arsa sheva pa'amim. Right. So this is Yaakov going ahead of his sons greeting Esav. So it says he goes in front of him. It says who avar. Pass in front of him, and we by same mehacha. You want in the third pasuk here, vayavor malkam lifnehem vaHashem berosham, and their king passes before them, and Hashem at the head. But again, it's just going in front. Beirav Amri. So the academy of Rav taught. Chutz min hatfila v'shofar. So these two are the exception to the rule. Tvila and shofar are an exception to the rule that you have to do it over Las Yasan. Over here, you could do the mitzvah first and then make the bracha after. So bishlama tvila dakati gavra lochazi. So it makes sense regarding tvila because the man is not yet fitting for a bracha, right? He's not yet clean. Especially with I think Rashi elaborates over here of the Gemara and Brachos of a Baal Keri shouldn't say a bracha. So you're right, if he's a Baal Keri, he's going to the mikvah, so he should do the tefillah after he's clean and pure. However, shofar says the Gemara, shofar my taima. Why not shofar? What would you say? And as far as why would it be that shofar you would that you don't have to be over Las Yosan?
Hearing it can happen passively.
So it's a question of whether you're allowed to hear it or whether it's meant to hear it or blow it. So is that over the last season? Okay. No, it doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says, my time on. V'chi teima mishum dilma mekilka lo tikiya. Because you might say, right? We've all been there in the shul and the tokeya is having trouble getting the tokeyos out. So maybe it won't work, and it'll be a bracha levatola. So therefore, we say the bracha after. So the Gemara says, "Yahachi afilu shchita and umila, shchita and mila." Also, you know, chmalasan don't always go so well. So and just like shofar is, there's this particular skill you have to be careful about doing it correctly. So shchita and mila as well. What?
Any mitzvah.
You can say that by any mitzvah. That's why I was pointing out this point. Right? Really, any mitzvah you can botch it, but there are some mitzvahs that are more prone to being botched. Hopefully not mila, but it is a very sensitive. It's mamish, a medical procedure. It's an operation going on in the front of the shul. It doesn't feel like it, but it really is. And shchita also. Everything needs to be just right. And maybe shofar is like that, but you could say it for other mitzvahs as well. But based on probability, the rabbanon could say, okay, we're going to be mevater and over las yasan for such a sensitive, particular mitzvah, but we're not like that for shechita and mila. So why would we be the shofar? So that's not pshat. Ella amar Rav Chisda chutz min hatfila bilvad. Rav Chisda says the truth is, it was quoted incorrectly. Shofar was not included. It was tefila was the only exception. Tanya Rabbi Yochai, we also learned this in Braisa. Tovel va'ala, if he tovels himself, then it comes up. Ba'aliyah, so when he comes up, Omer baruch asher kibishon v'zozev esivanu ala tfila. So we see that also we say ala tfila after he has already gotten up, which supports the mimer that we said in the Beirav, which excludes tfila from the obligation, general obligation of Avraham Yasson. Okay. Li'or ner v'chule, mina na hani mili. Where do we know these words from? That Bedikas Chametz has to be done with the light of the candle. So Rav Chisda Lamadnu, we learn it from a multi-step Gezeirah Shava. Lamadnu Mitzia Mitzia. We learn of finding from a finding. Umitzia Mechipus, and finding from a search from searching. Mechipus Mechipus, and searching from searching. Mechipus Mineros, and searching from candles. Mineros Miner. Okay, got it. Everyone's good. We move on. Okay, so the Gemara is going to elaborate. Mitzia mitzia k'siv hacha. It says over here, shivas yam sar lo yimotze bibateichem. It says that you should not find sa'or in your houses, yeast, leaven, v'k'siv hasam. And it says over there in a different pasuk, this is a pasuk in Bereishis, talking about Yosef in the guise of Tzafnas Paneach, searching, or really Menashe working for him, searching through all the bags of the brothers. And it says, Vayichapes begadol, Vayichapes, and he searched, begadol hechel, vakatan kila, vayimatsa, vayimtsa. Right? It says he searched. He started with the big one, he started from Reuven, and went all the way to Binyamin, and ended that way, and he found it. He found the gvia, he found the goblet. So over here we see chipus and metzia together. So now we know that they're basically interchangeable. Umetzia mechipus di day, and metzia comes from chipus itself. Vechipus mineros, and the searching from candles, meaning we have searching with the candles, we see in this next pasuk. Dixiv, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Sefania, talking about a day, I think, where Yerushalayim will be punished for its averos. Be'esahi, at that time, achapesis Yerushalayim b'neros. I will search Yerushalayim with candles. And, this is talking about, like, searching out their sins, seeing their avonos through candles. V'neros miner, and neros we get from ner, diksiv, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. It's the famous pasuk in Mishlei that the candle of Hashem is the soul of man, right? So, or the soul of man is the candle of Hashem, right? Meaning that the soul of Hashem, so it's understood, right? The full pasuk is Chofes Kol Chadrei Beten. It searches out all the inner crevices of the stomach of a person. Meaning that what's Hashem's candle when he does a bedika on our lives? He searches out our lives and sees what we did. What's his candle? What does Hashem use? The neshama itself. Nishmas Adam testifies out what we did. Okay. So Tana debate, so based on connecting Metzia to Metzia and Metzia to Chippus and Chippus to Neros and Neros to Ner, we see that Metzia and Chippus is done with an Ner. Tana debate Rabbi Yishmael lele yudalid bod kimes hachametz l'or haner. On the night of the 14th, we search chametz at the light of the candle. Afal pi she'in raya l'davar. And even though we don't have a raya for this, obviously we can't have a raya in Tanakh for this because why not? For bidikas chametz. Bidikas chametz is a chiv d'rabbanan. So obviously not going to find a pot. But we can find a raya to this concept. So I'll be saying Raya Dover, sorry, Zeich Dover. There's a Zeich to it. Shneimar, because the pasuk says Shivas Yom Sorlo Yimatzav VeOmer, and it also says VeYichapes BaGadol Heichel VeKatan Kila VeOmer, and it says VeEsa HiYichapes It's Yerushalayim BeNeros VeOmer Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes. Right. So we just quoted all of this pesukim. What we quoted is actually sourced in this brisa. So now, we ask, My VeOmer. Why does it have to say VeOmer? The Gemara is asking, why is that last pasuk? We already had Neros, right? We had Neros, and then we said, we learned Neros from Ner. You're thinking that, yeah? We learned Neros from Ner. Hold on, we already had Ner. We had Neros. And you're telling me, oh, two candles, one candle, but no. That's not what's going on here. So the Chitim, because if you would say, Hai ba'esahi kulahu, that maybe you would say the Pasuk in Sefania is actually a kula, right? In that time, Hashem will search with a candle. So what might you say? It's a kula. Tekama rachmana, lo b'dikna la b'yirushalayim b'nehora davhuka. Dinafish Nahora. Hashem says, I'm not going to search out Yerushalayim with a great torch that has a lot of light. Ela bin Nahora de Shraga, de Zutar Nahora. Rather, I'm going to, it's better to use the light of a Shraga, of a candle. That's Zutar, it's small, its light is small. And that's going to be better. De Avon Rabba Mishtakach. And in that case, I'm only going to see the really big sins of Yerushalayim. Vavon Zutar Lo Mishtakach. And I'm not going to find the small sins. Maybe you would say that. If you stop before that last pasuk, you just have the Neros pasuk, the pasuk in Sefania, you might say, Hashem, right? Sefania says Hashem is going to use candles to search out Yerushalayim. So you might say, why would Hashem use candles? Hashem could use a torch. Ah, Hashem doesn't want to see everything. With a candle, you can see the big things in the room, you can't see all the little details, and it's a kula. Sefania is giving a little bit of different nechama. Hashem is not going to search out Yerushalayim with a torch. He's going to search out Yerushalayim with candles. And now that I know that candles are not really good for searching out things, what's really better? A torch? I would learn that for Bidikas Chametz, from Metzia and Chippus, maybe I should use a torch, not a candle. So if I only had the Pasuk in Sefania, that's what I would think. Tashma comes along, the Brisa, quoting this Pasuk, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. No. What Hashem uses to search out the entire person, the neshama of a person, Echapes, how does Hashem search out a person? with the neshama like a candle. So it shows that no, a candle is actually a very good searching tool. You don't think based on just on the pasuk in Sivanya, it's a weak searching tool. No. This is how Hashem searches out a person's life at the end of his life through a neshama. The neshama is the candle. So the candle is really a high quality searching tool, and therefore that's what should be used for any mitzvah and chippos, including b'tikas hametz. And we will call it here.